cette sœur pour vous, pour vos familles, je vous souhaite bénédiction apostolique.
Hi, my name is Anthony, and I'm a young adult living in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. I'm a graphic designer by profession, and I'm also involved with a youth group at the parish of St. Mary's Catholic Church in Dubai. When I heard Totus Tuus was encouraging young people to share their experience of Pope Benedict, I wasn't sure if I wanted to, because I said, I'm an Indian expatriate, living in the Middle East, madly excited about a German Pope who lives in Rome and is visiting the UK. But then I said, hang on, this is what it is to be Catholic. I've met Pope John Paul II, but I haven't had the honor of meeting Pope Benedict yet, but I soon hope to. But I'm already in love with the Holy Father, because first of all, I guess I'm in love with papacy itself. As a young teen, I began to question everything about my faith. But luckily, I kept an open mind and began to investigate why the Church teaches what she does. I also had some great Catholic friends who helped me in my search. And the more I discovered, the better sense it made, and I became convinced more and more how I was indeed sitting on a multi-billion dollar account without withdrawing any money. So one of the things I discovered was that the papacy is the longest standing institution in human history. It has survived the rise and fall of mighty empires, world wars, and its own malice sometimes. I realized this was because the papacy was instituted by Christ himself in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 17 to 19. In fact, I was so inspired by this direct mandate of Peter that I designed a t-shirt called Tu es Petrus. I started admiring Pope Benedict's humility when I read about him as cardinal just before the papal election. Even when he was in a very influential position as the head of doctrine under John Paul II, they say he would walk to his office every morning from his apartment at the Vatican, and often tourists, without knowing who he was, would stop him to ask for directions, and invariably he would happily oblige, and the tourists would leave without ever knowing that they were speaking to John Paul II's second-in-command. As Pope, I discovered Benedict XVI as a great teacher. His words are so profound that they get discussed in blocks months after he has spoken them. I would like to end by encouraging the young people of UK not to be afraid of receiving the Holy Father with open arms. You will witness history in the making. He is not coming as a politician, but he is bringing Christ to us. In Pope Benedict's own words, God takes nothing away from those who give themselves to him. On the contrary, he gives them everything. He comes to draw out the best that is in each one of us so that our lives can truly flourish. And I say to it, Amen. Good luck and God bless you.
Thank you.
giving to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us pray together.